Yesterday, the Mat-Su Borough Assembly approved the transfer of more than $500,000 from existing funds to pay for repairs to the Port McKenzie barge dock, although some expressed reservations about the port's continuing costs. KTNA's Philip Manning has more.
With its vote on Tuesday, the Mat-Su Borough Assembly took money from funds dedicated to Port McKenzie and the MV Susitna to pay for repairs to the port's barge dock. The vote comes as the insurance claim for another repair of nearly $2 million to the port is under review. Borough Manager John Moosey says a payout from the insurance company for that repair is not a certainty.
It's not a sure thing that we are going to get reimbursement on this claim. We're working towards it, but I think we have an uphill battle. I'd say the reimbursement from the insurance company is in doubt.
Assemblymember Dan Mayfield, whose district includes Port McKenzie, says he supports funding the repairs to protect the port as an asset to the borough.
The port is an asset that we really have to protect. I realize we don't have a lot of leases at the port at this point in time, but it's a very, very valuable asset. It would be like this building here having one quarter of the building having a gigantic hole in it.
Assemblymember Randall Kowalki, whose district includes the Northern Valley, says he had to hold his nose to vote for more funding for repairs to the port, but also envisions a future where it makes a profit.
I think it's the jewel in the crown. I think the day will come when the Kubota Bridge is built, when the international airport for this region will be in that area. We'll have the rail complete. A lot of things are going to happen out there. We can guarantee that they don't happen if we let it wash into the inlet.
Assemblymember Jim Sykes says it would be more expensive to mothball or abandon the port than to make this repair, so he's willing to support the funding. Sykes also says he's not certain how long his support for funding the port, which is not heavily used at this time, will last. He says the borough has to balance between protecting an asset and risking throwing money away.
It's kind of a fine line between are we far-sighted visionaries of an eventually successful port, or are we just fools pouring more money down a black hole? It's a fine line.
Ultimately, moving funds to pay for repairs to Port McKenzie's barge dock passed by a vote of 6-1, with Assemblymember George McKee voting against the move. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.